And I believe
you're listening to 1680 WOKB.
We're going to break. Don't go away. Florida. Stay tuned for Blind
Here's
Beyond Radio Show.
For you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond. There's no denying it. Everyone is feeling overwhelmed. Life is tough these days. If you are looking for some relief, CBD just may help you manage your stress levels, cope with anxiety, enhance your gut health, and soothe your pain and inflammation. Community Pharmacy's Jeff Ferris, RPH, a pharmacist with over 35 years' experience, has done the research to bring you the highest quality, full-spectrum CBD products on the market. Community Pharmacy carries CBD with the Hemp Authority Seal of Approval, letting you know that these products are monitored for standardized quality control and third-party tested, ensuring a safer hemp industry. You deserve peace of mind. Try Community Pharmacy CBD products today. Phone in your order at 410-749-2195. Or simply visit thehemphealth.com. Mention the promo code radio to receive a 10% discount off your order.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Some of the toughest training in the military is actually enjoyed by some pretty tough American veterans who have lost their sight. Members of the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. They spend a long weekend of rigorous U.S. Army Mountain Ranger training at Camp Frank D. Merrill Military Base in Georgia. Activities include hiking up a rock-strewn trail, climbing cliffs, rappelling on a synthetic rock wall, shooting live fire from shotguns, assault rifles, and pistols, and competitive foot races. In addition, the veterans are treated to a barbecue, a fish fry, and a critter cookout. The veteran trainees are all legally blind and from several eras of service. BVA is the only veteran service organization exclusively dedicated to serving blinded veterans and their families. Its Operation Peer Support Initiative, which arranges the trip, helps newly blinded veterans look ahead to the possibilities and opportunities their lives still present through social activities, counseling, and educational forums on benefits and rehabilitation. Learn more at BVA.org.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I got to holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A Simple Fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitsykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Love you to call in. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. And if you don't know what you're listening to, maybe it's the first time you're listening to this radio show, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. And all those folks that are disabled, we'd love to have you call in, 407-894-1680. Right now, I want to say something. We got a letter that someone voiced their opinion that they did not like our radio show. And they didn't like it because they said it was too, well, hokey pokey. And for those folks that are listening for the first time or people that have listened for a long time, we voted, the board of directors and people who've listened to our show for a long time, let's just say, said, they like the way our show is. As far as, well, first of all, we've been on the show now 5 years. We just had our anniversary of 5 years back in the beginning of April. But the show is meant to be informative. It's supposed to be to educate. It's supposed to be fun, among other things else. And also a place if you care about jobs. That's another mission. But the bottom line is this. It's supposed to be like you're around the table, up your hometown, talking to family, people, friends, and it's supposed to be on purpose, but I call it hokey pokey because the point is it's supposed to be a friend show, meeting new friends, and it's supposed to be a, like if you're sitting around the kitchen table talking to your best friends and other people. That's what the show is all about. So if you're looking for something, yeah, but Gary,
we sort of in the very beginning, we sort of. It's sort of like a Johnny Carson show. It was just a fun and entertaining and just, you know, go with it. Go with the flow, you know. Because we had an organization once before, too, so you know what, they thought we need to be more not so happy, not so, remember that, Michael? You're making it too happy. Well, you know, that's part of doing a show is making everybody feel good inside, not just blasé, blasé, blasé. That's not no fun. So
we don't want to be stuffy.
No, that's it. That's the word I look for. Stuffy. We're only stuffy.
It's not just that. It's supposed to be. If you have any questions, if you have anything that you want to say, if you don't like the show, if you do like the show, I'd love to hear from you. 407-894-1680. If you want to write to us, it's michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. I guess not everybody's going to like the show. I'm glad that most people love the show. And I hope you like the show because we're out there to inform and educate you and have fun. And if you don't like something, well, then you write to us and let us know. I'm not
Michael,
perfect. I would like to hear from you if you can. But certainly love to hear from you. What, Lynn?
Why don't we see if Chris has, I'm losing my mind, Jerry's trivia song.
Before we go to the next break.
Chris, you got Gary's Chris trivia song up?
We must be busy.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry. What was you saying? I was on the phone. I got a call on the phone line for you.
We were saying, do you have Gary's trivia song up?
Oh, yeah. I got the trivia song.
Can we do it now? We have enough time?
The one from Bob Marley, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I got it. I'm ready.
The phone number to call in, we're going to go to trivia, 407-894-1680. Let's do trivia, 407-894-1680. Do trivia right now.
Is that the right one?
Yeah, that's it.
In May of 1941, the war had just begun. The Germans had the biggest ship that had the biggest guns. The Bismarck was the fastest ship that ever sailed the sea. On her decks were guns as big as steers and shells as big as trees. Out of the cold and foggy night came the British ship, the Hood. And every British seaman, he knew and understood. They had to sink the Bismarck, the terror of the sea. Stop those guns as big as steers and those shells as big as trees. We find that German battleship that's making such a fuss. We gotta sink the Bismarck cause the world depends on us. He hit the decks a running, boys, and spin those guns around. When we find the Bismarck, we gotta cut her down.
Okay, Chris. Phone we're calling is 407-894-1680. That's not
Chris. The Bismarck started firing 15 miles away.
407-894-1680. That's the number to call in right now. 407-894-1680. Chris, enough. Yeah, there's no system. He figured out. There we go.
Poor Chris, we're picking on him.
Yep. Yeah, he's working hard. He's got a new system.
Yeah.
Any callers?
I'll give them a chance.
407-894-1680. Who's singing that song? That's an oldie.
All right.
You know,
so
Michael,
we have a caller on the phone line, and I'm not sure, Lynn, I need you to check out for me our good friend in Clint, Indiana.
Oh.
Jim?
Check that out. It's Clinton, Indiana.
Oh, I think it's okay. It's okay.
You want to check it? Yeah, Michael, when I was a kid, not there. It's within.
I think he's clear.
If he kind of the last 30 days.
Yeah, I think he's clear.
Yeah, Michael, when I was a kid in grade school, I used to draw pictures of the American ship and a battleship. I was thinking the Bismarck, shooting the guns at the Bismarck. Talked a lot about that stuff back in my day.
Oh, well,
put them on. Put them on. Put on
are
the
we talking
phone.
About John?
Yeah.
No. John. No, we're talking about Clint.
Yeah.
From Indiana.
Clint,
yeah,
Indiana.
Yeah, May 3rd. Yeah, he called in May 3rd.
Oh, okay. He won May 3rd. All right, John.
Oh, no, he didn't win.
He didn't win.
Hold on.
You're clear.
Yeah, that's right. I thought so. Okay. John, you there? Can you hear me, John?
Here.
Go ahead, John. How you doing? John Stroop from Clint, Indiana, where my friend Larry Bird live.
I'm doing fine. Michael, Lynn, Gary.
Hi,
hey,
John.
Chris. Hey, it was Johnny Horton that sang that song.
You got it. Johnny Horton. That's right. We knew you knew it, Darren. Indiana. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Subway.
All right, there you go.
Congratulations.
I want to say that I had four brothers, and all four of them served in the armed services. I had my oldest brother served in New Guinea and Philippines, and I had a brother that served in the early 50s up in New York at Governor's Island. And I had another brother that served in the Navy in the early 50s, mid-50s. He was a Navy man, and I had a youngest brother, that served at Fort Knox in the print shop down there, government print shop.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
Chris will play the Navy song if we go out.
I couldn't make it in.
We played the Navy song already, no?
We had four out of the five boys was in the service at one, or, you know, but I've had three brothers that passed away already. my three older brothers. I've got one younger brother left. So, but you're good at doing a good job saluting the veterans and salute the flag and all that good stuff. So, I wear I wear American flag pin on my lapel all the time.
Very good. Very good.
Well, thank you, and thank you for listening to the show. Thank you so much for listening to the show.
Pardon?
I said thank you so much for listening to the show. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And we'll see you in about a month or so. Try to win
again. Okay.
Okay. Well, I hope you're still listening.
Take care.
I hope you listen in the meantime.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Bye. You know, you can call in, not just trivia. You can call in to say hello besides trivia.
All right, I think we're going to break, Michael. We'll come back. We'll have our guest caller.
Okay, we're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. And you are not alone. Because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength. A champion of courage. An advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
AARP is the nation's largest nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to empowering Americans 50 and older to choose how they live as they age. With nearly 38 million members, AARP works to strengthen communities and advocate for what matters most to families. With a focus on health security, financial stability, and personal fulfillment, AARP also works for individuals in the marketplace by sparking new solutions and allowing carefully chosen high-quality products and services to carry the AARP name. As a trusted source for news and information, AARP produces the nation's largest circulation publications, AARP the Magazine and AARP Bulletin. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visiting www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
If you or a loved one is living with low vision or blindness, you need the Low Vision Shop, America's low vision destination. Visit us at thelowvisionshop.com to explore life-changing vision aids curated by a team of specialists with 45 years of experience in the low vision field. At thelowvisionshop.com, you can explore the new LED light-up mobility cane, the blind shell mobile phone with large tactile buttons, a large variety of handheld and video magnifiers, the latest innovative wearable technology, and much more. Use code BVR20 for 10% off your purchase at thelowvisionshop.com. That's thelowvisionshop, all one word, .com.
Free shipping on all domestic orders.
There's no denying it. Everyone is feeling overwhelmed. Life is tough these days. If you are looking for some relief, CBD just may help you manage your stress levels, cope with anxiety, enhance your gut health, and soothe your pain and inflammation. Community Pharmacy's Jeff Ferris, RPH, a pharmacist with over 35 years' experience, has done the research to bring you the highest quality, full-spectrum CBD products on the market. Community Pharmacy carries CBD with the Hemp Authority seal of approval, letting you know that these products are monitored for standardized quality control and third-party tested, ensuring a safer hemp industry. You deserve peace of mind. Try Community Pharmacy CBD products today. Phone in your order at 410-749-2195 or simply visit thehemphealth.com. Mention the promo code radio to receive a 10% discount off your order.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. We are definitely back. Yes, this is your host, Michael. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. And if you're driving around and you don't know what you're listening to, well, this show is supposed to educate you, inform you, and supposed to entertain you. We say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community.
Hey, Mike.
It's a fun show. It's supposed to be fun and educational. So I hope you can listen to the show.
Hey, listen, let's go to the phone line. We got our good friend right here from Orlando, Dr. Sheila, on the phone line. And I guess caller was on, but I guess he got disconnected. So let me see what I can do to work him back in.
Okay.
So, boss lady Sheila, mama Sheila, first lady.
You know, I have been called mama Sheila before. Good evening, everybody.
Hello, Sheila.
Happy Memorial Day.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
I want to say that the listener that was saying we don't have a good show, it's easy to criticize what you're not part of, but let's be positive with everything that is going on in the world over the past 2+ months. I think the show is doing the best they can do. It isn't the same as being in person, but if they have any ideas as to how we can make it better, I think Michael and Lynn and all of us on the board are always willing to listen to input and ideas, and I don't think we've ever told anybody no. So I just want to say that it's easy to criticize, but don't criticize. Just help. So thank you, guys. Happy Memorial Day. And
thank
love
you, Sheila.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you for calling, Sheila.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. All right. Did you get our
guest caller on the line?
No, not yet. But I do have a very, very surprise caller on the phone line for you. This beautiful young lady is so sweet. All the way from Palmyra, New Jersey. It's the one and only. Do I need to say anything else? Betty, how you doing, Mom?
Okay.
Hello, Betty. Hi, Betty.
Yep.
Hello,
Betty. Hi, Michael. How are you?
Hi, Betty. Welcome. Great.
Just wanted to tell you about the military family that we have. My husband was in Middle East in the Army. I was in the Navy taking care of warplanes. And my son, David, was in Vietnam taking care of the situation over there. My son-in-law was in the submarine service all over the world. And my cousin was in Korea.
Wow. That's a military family there.
There you go.
Yeah.
and spread out, too. Not all in one branch.
No, that's true.
And how long was you in before getting Betty? How long were you in the service for the Navy?
Within 2 years and in the Navy, in the Naval Air Station.
Wow. And you worked on the plane.
I had to know every part of every plane, of every warplane.
Wow. Wow. That's kept you busy.
This is Betty from Palmyra, New Jersey.
Betty, it was great hearing from you. Good hearing from you, yes.
And we thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you, Betty.
You're welcome.
What else can you tell us, Betty? What else can you tell us, Betty?
Let's see. My husband was building roads over in the Middle East, and a lot of the roads they're using today are roads that our Army service people built, and they're using them today.
Wow. That's really nice.
Yep.
So I hope we get out of this shutdown situation pretty soon, because I miss all my friends.
We all do.
At least you have Paul to keep you company.
Yep.
So, okay, well, we'll talk later, and we send greetings to everybody for Memorial Day.
Okay, thank you for calling in. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you so much.
Yep.
We love
you're
you.
Welcome. Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye. Thank you. That was Betty from Palmyra, New Jersey. Oh,
right. It wouldn't be the same without Betty calling in.
No.
He's been with us since 9 minutes.
Was that the Navy?
That was our United States Coast Guard right there.
Coast Guard. Oh. Yeah.
Don't say
that. They said at least you got me for company when you said you missed your friend.
And our guest car call back?
No, not yet. I hadn't heard anything yet.
Lynn, you should check my phone. I think he may be calling my phone. I think he may be calling my phone by mistake.
Kidding. Oh. Well.
Yeah, you can't.
Can Chris call him?
Yeah, I've tried three times. And it keep going.
Well, if he doesn't talk tonight, we'll get him in next week or the week after.
Roger that. Over and out.
Roger that. Over that.
10-4, good buddy.
10-4.
Why don't you play another couple of those military anthems, Chris?
Play the Navy. Anchors away. Yeah. I like that.
We go into the wild blue yonder, climbing high into the sky. Here they come, zooming to meet our thunder. Adam, boys, give her the gun. Down we die, spouting a flame from under. Up with one hell of a roar. We live in fame, we're down in flame. Nothing will stop the U.S. Air Force. High into the blue, hands of men blasted the world asunder. How they lived, God only knew.
Souls of men,
dreaming the skies to conquer, gave us wings ever to soar.
With skulls before
and bombs galore,
nothing will stop the U.S. Air Force.
Hey, Chris.
Talk to me.
Let's say the Navy.
Yes, sir. You're trying to get Gary amped up. That's what you're trying to do. I was trying to behave. You're trying to get Gary started in here. What's up? All right, Gary. Here you go, Gary. You ready?
Okay. All right, buddy.
Spirit!
ridiculous.
Well, blow me down.
Blow me down.
That was the Navy, and before that was the Air Force.
You know, man, you must have
been out. Yep. Is our guest on? Yes, not yet.
Nope.
He might be trying to call me on my phone.
No, I don't think so. He has the number.
Yeah, I don't.
He might have had a problem with his phone.
Probably so, because like I said, he was in earlier, and I don't know what happened, and they keep going straight to his voicemail now. So, yeah.
Okay.
But it's fine. But salute. You know, if it had not been for all of our military personnel all the way across the board, we wouldn't be in the position that we're in today. It could be a lot worse with some of the stuff that was going on before us, and then some of the crazy things that came after, you know, after we came and saw this and saw that. But we want to, you know, commend and thank all of our military personnel from all branch services who sacrificed their lives, who took the time out of their schedule to give us the freedom and things that we have today. So thank each and every last one of you, and keep doing what you do best.
Thank you. And Chris, did you have any members in your family in the military?
Well, I don't know if you consider the streets the military where I'm from.
It was what?
Yeah, I don't know if the streets is considered the military where I'm from, because we did some military things in the streets, not in the service.
Oh, okay.
We knew how to bob and weave and duck around and get away. But no, to answer your question, my great grandfather on my dad's side did serve in the United States Army.
Wow. That was back many years ago.
So I'll tell you something about my family. I had two uncles. My one uncle was a staff sergeant in the Army back in the Second World War, and he had a dog. And back then, they didn't have walkie-talkies, so they used the dog as a messenger. And he was in charge of the dog. The dog, he brought him home with him from the war, because he was in Europe with the dog. And this dog was the nicest, smartest dog, Scotty. And the dog was so smart. It was unbelievable.
Hey, let's go to the phone line.
I'm glad you said that, Michael, because when you said he had a dog, I said, I didn't know they let blind people in with dogs.
Wait a minute. Listen, we got Nigel on the phone line. Nigel, you there?
Oh, Nigel. Hello, Nigel.
Good evening to all. Good evening, Michael. Good evening, Lynn. Firstly, I would just like to congratulate Sheila Young, who called in earlier, for an excellent convention last weekend. The Florida Council of the Blind convention met via the Zoom platform last weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It was an excellent, it's the first time that we ever used that platform to conduct our convention. She did an excellent job, and I also want to thank her for calling to wish me happy birthday. I'm sorry I missed her call, but the reason I missed her call was that I didn't recognize her phone number. It ends in 9200, and I'm thinking, that's got to be a scam caller, because it just doesn't sound legitimate, you know, any number like that. But sure enough, I was very pleasantly surprised to hear her sweet voice and her happy birthday wish. I also wanted to share with you an item of trivia that I recently learned. One of my cousins told me about it. That song that was just recently played about the U.S. Air Force. I wonder if anybody realizes, or a few of you might, that the concluding line of that song used to be, "Nothing can stop the U.S. Air Corps." That division of the armed services was formerly known as the U.S. Air Corps. And then, of course, I don't know when they changed the terminology to the U.S. Air Force, but, of course, they changed the song, the last line of that song.
Once I was part of the Army.
I'm sorry?
The Air Force originally was part of the Army, originally.
Oh,
Army
yes,
Air Corps.
I didn't know. So the U.S. Air Corps was originally part of the Army. I did not realize that
either. Army Air Corps.
That song did conclude with that line, "Nothing can stop the U.S. Air Corps." And I didn't learn that until a recent, you know, visit with my cousin, who at the time lived in Atlanta. Or
well, thank you so much for calling in, Nigel.
And thank you very much for your birthday wish, Michael, Lynn, everything else. And I think that covers my...
okay, well, thank you for listening.
Good evening. And we'll stand by. I know you're waiting for a guest speaker to call in.
Yeah.
So,
and this is Nigel from Boca Raton, Florida.
Yes. I'm here.
Did our guest call you back?
Hey, Chris.
I guess we're going to break.
Mr. Shaw.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Listen to the Blind Eye Radio Show. We'll be right back.
During this COVID-19 environment, Duxbury Systems is here for your Braille software needs. We are open and working via telecommuting for technical support, activation questions, orders, etc. We are doing our best to keep the Braille flowing during this stressful period. So it's best to contact us via email. So please write to us at support@duxys.com. That's support@duxsys.com. Duxbury Systems makes accessible software for translating, transcribing, editing, and baking Braille for about 200 languages. DBT Win and DBT Max support virtually every Braille printer. We also support a number of Braille math codes and even tactile graphics. So visit us at duxsys.com. That's duxsys.com. Remember, Duxbury Systems is here for you.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialists and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
There's no denying it. Everyone is feeling overwhelmed. Life is tough these days. If you are looking for some relief, CBD just may help you manage your stress levels, cope with anxiety, enhance your gut health, and soothe your pain and inflammation. Community Pharmacy's Jeff Ferris, RPH, a pharmacist with over 35 years' experience, has done the research to bring you the highest quality, full-spectrum CBD products on the market. Community Pharmacy carries CBD with the Hemp Authority seal of approval, letting you know that these products are monitored for standardized quality control and third-party tested, ensuring a safer hemp industry. You deserve peace of mind. Try Community Pharmacy CBD products today. Phone in your order at 410-749-2195. Or simply visit thehemphealth.com. Mention the promo code radio to receive a 10% discount off your order.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized,
and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond the Radio Show. I hope you're having a good time listening this evening. And if you want to call in with any thoughts or suggestions, ideas, that's 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. So what do you got to talk to us tonight about? Give us a call.
Well, listen, we got James from Orlando on the phone line who wants to get in and talk with us for a moment. James, how you doing this evening?
Okay. I'm doing great. How you doing?
Good.
Hello. Who is this, James?
Hi. Yes, I'm James Brooks. I'm with the local chapter here in Orlando. And I want to say hello to all the veterans out there and thank them for their service.
Oh, wow. Well,
this is my buddy
Jimmy. Also,
that's right. People don't know, but Gary Sinclair and I were actually roommates for the first year that we were both in the service.
Okay.
So if you want to know some stories about Gary, I got some stories
about Gary.
Absolutely.
We have stories about Gary.
Yeah, he was my best man at my wedding, too.
We know that Gary was a biker. We know that. Are you a biker, a past biker?
I actually had one, yes, when I was in the service. Not as much as Gary, no. But I had a bike,
Gary,
yes.
Gary has a caricature on his wall, and he's got the long hair, I think it's in a ponytail, I can't remember now. And his vest on, and he's riding in the wind.
Oh, yes, he was. We did a lot of riding together back and forth to the coast numerous times when we were stationed here together. We were stationed in Orlando for the first year back in 1971, 72.
Yeah. Wow.
We went to boot camp together, actually. Yeah. And we wound up stationed here in Orlando together.
71 or 72, Gary. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, almost 49 years ago. Yep. So, we've known each other a long time.
Friends.
So you're an old friend.
Well,
You live in the Orlando area?
Yes, I'm in Orlando. I have my site, but I am a member of the Chapter of the Blind here in Orlando. So I've been involved with him for a number of years now.
He takes me to all my doctor's appointments and stuff like that. He's a blessing. He takes me to helps me get all my medical stuff taken care of.
James, did you listen to Tom Zampieri, the president of the BDA?
No, actually, I didn't get on until about a half hour ago. No, about a half hour or so going. Yeah.
Oh. Well, if you get a chance, the show will be posted late tonight. Tomorrow morning will be uploaded to the website, which is blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and you can listen to Tom Zampieri. He's a retired Army, and he's the national president of the BDA.
Okay, I'll definitely have to listen to it later.
We also had Pete on. He's my 96-year-old CB veteran. He even sung God Bless America, and he doesn't sound over 65.
Oh, no, he was great. He was great, great.
So, Gary, how come we've never met James in person, or have we? And I don't
Well, you have.
Think you might have. Yes, you have when I've had a swim cookout party here before.
Yeah, okay,
next time, point me in the right direction so we know.
Okay, I've met you both a number of times, yes.
Okay.
All right, well, you all have a good night. And again, thank you all veterans for your service.
Well, thanks, Jim, for calling, buddy.
Take care.
Very nice.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
So you got, you go 49
if we have anybody
years,
around
Gary.
The country, if we have anybody around the country that would like to call in, please do now, 407-894-1680. If you have anything to add to the show, if you have anybody that you know is in the service or in the service now, we'd love to hear from you.
Do we have any all more right. anthems to play? I apologize. Yeah. I wasn't keeping track.
No, you're fine. I got you. I got you covered. We have us a first-time caller on the phone line calling in all the way from Missouri. Corey.
Oh, very nice.
Hello.
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 Kelly from Orlando told me about your show tonight, and so I'm
okay. Great.
I am truly a first time listener and first time caller.
Well, good. I hope you're enjoying the show.
We've been on the air 5 years, and we've been in St. Louis for 5 years as well.
Oh wow! Yeah, I'm just a couple hours from there. I'm originally from there too. So.
Do you listen to most of the show today?
I tuned in during the second hour.
Oh, okay. Well, you can listen. You can go to our webpage and listen to any shows you've ever missed, including this show and all the other shows. We have we archive all the shows. When this show's over, we archive it. About an hour and a half after the show's over, we archive it. So you can listen to this show or any other show we had we have over 200 shows we archive. So you can listen to any show you missed over the last couple of years.
Wow.
Actually, all 5 years. Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
And what is your birthday?
Marlene.
From St. Louis, another Marlene?
Are you on Marlene from Missouri?
No, I'm Corey. Corey
from Missouri. Corey from Missouri. Okay.
Yeah. Corey from Missouri.
Makes the rhyme.
Okay.
Well, Corey, the way it goes is just like KJ told you. You pass the word. Get somebody else to tune into our
show. I hope you like
the
show, and hope you'll keep on listening to the show.
All right, I will.
Well, thank you for calling in, Corey.
You're welcome.
Okay. Let's get the Marines in, Michael and Gary.
Yep,
okay.
Marines.
On the Air Force, I don't think we did.
No, we did the Air Force.
Okay, good.
We need the Marines. We have to play the Marines.
Well, I hear the Air Force reminds me of Charles.
Me too.
We did the Marines already, I believe. No, we didn't. Here it is right here. I'm sorry.
No,
we
did the Marines.
We're all a little confused tonight.
I know, right?
Here he comes. Okay, that was the Marines. Marines. When I think of the Marines, I think of our son Brian. Brian was a Marine. He was in Desert Storm.
From the halls of
All right, again. Okay, Chris.
Yep, that was the Marines, Tim.
I think we played all the branches.
Okay.
Yeah, we got all the branches.
We got all the branches. And we think of the Marines, as I said, for those who didn't hear me, we think of our son, Brian. Brian was in the Desert Storm. He was a Marine. And so we had, in our family, we had the Marines, and we had the Army. As far as I know, no Navy.
Are we going to break, Chris?
Yeah,
I'm going to break. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show.
Hold on. Bear with me. Bear with me. This thing has got a mind of its own.
We know. New system. You got the new system tonight.
Yeah, it's got a whole mind of its own, man. Just, hold on. How do I do this? Okay, let's see.
You're going home with a headache. Chris, I know you are.
So will we come back and just do a wrap-up?
Yeah, it might be a quick comeback, okay. Too.
Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
If you or a loved one is living with low vision or blindness, you need the Low Vision Shop, America's low vision destination. Visit us at thelowvisionshop.com to explore life-changing vision aids curated by a team of specialists with 45 years of experience in the low vision field. At thelowvisionshop.com, you can explore the new LED light-up mobility cane, the blind shell mobile phone with large tactile buttons, a large variety of handheld and video magnifiers, the latest innovative wearable technology, and much more. Use code BVR20 for 10% off your purchase at thelowvisionshop.com. That's thelowvisionshop, all one word, .com.
Free shipping on all domestic orders.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone. Because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
There's no denying it. Everyone is feeling overwhelmed. Life is tough these days. If you are looking for some relief, CBD just may help you manage your stress levels, cope with anxiety, enhance your gut health, and soothe your pain and inflammation. Community Pharmacy's Jeff Ferris, RPH, a pharmacist with over 35 years' experience, has done the research to bring you the highest quality, full-spectrum CBD products on the market. Community Pharmacy carries CBD with the Hemp Authority Seal of Approval, letting you know that these products are monitored for standardized quality control and third-party tested, ensuring a safer hemp industry. You deserve peace of mind. Try Community Pharmacy CBD products today. Phone in your order at 410-749-2195 or simply visit thehemphealth.com. Mention the promo code RADIO to receive a 10% discount off your order.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsblind.org.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We are back. Yes, we are. We're back. We are back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Hope you love the show so far. Lynn?
So far, it's the end.
Okay, well, what can I say, yeah. Lynn? You're up.
Well, okay. You know what? Lynn, talk. Okay, I can talk. I can do this. Join us next week. We have a special surprise next week, same time, same place for now. Guest co-host Eugene Batke will be calling in from Clearwater, Florida. So we're really
Yay,
excited.
Eugene.
Yay, Eugene. We're
Yay,
really
Eugene.
Hanging with us on the air. And we'll be joined by callers Jeff Faraci from Community Pharmacy. And Peter, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, Kucharavi, I think it is, will be calling in with his interesting story all about Russia. So we're really looking forward to that.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, it's an interesting story. Very interesting.
Yeah,
really.
I'm going to find out how to pronounce his last name.
He's going to talk about the difference between blind, when you're blind in Russia compared to the United States.
I got to tune into that one. You know that's got to be a good one.
I believe he's calling about St. Augustine, Russia.
Wow.
So it's going to be interesting.
Wow.
Sorry, he was brought up in Russia.
Mentioned about Eugene. Eugene and I and Sheila did some a couple of weeks back. We went on a virtual tour. A virtual tour on the Intrepid. It's the Air Force. A carrier and in New York. And we went actually have a virtual tour, and it was so cool.
That's neat.
I did the tour in person years ago.
Yeah, you were saying
when
that.
It was about 15 years ago, and I could see, what there.
That's some of these museums.
That's when we did the thing with everybody, my birthday party. Remember that?
Oh, okay.
It's
on the west side, and the,
almost right next door, so we got that other boat to go around.
The circle liner.
We went to the aircraft carrier.
All right, well, let's say goodnight and thank Chris and thank each other and
thank Gary, thank you for coming on tonight. And Chris Shaw, thanks for a good job, appreciate it. And thank you folks for listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show, appreciate it so much.
And we hope you enjoyed our annual Memorial Day tribute to our
everybody. Keep your mask on and stay safe.
That's correct.
Yes, please keep your mask on and stay safe and try to stay 6 feet apart. Okay? Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. God bless you all. Stay safe. God bless you all. Stay safe.
Good night.
See you next week.
Good night.
Same place. Love you.
Good night.